believe, you can therefore achieve, whether it's of a personal or the organizational capacity. The clearer we see what we desire to achieve, the more successful we'll be at it. I need you to understand that vision is critical. Say that with me. Vision is critical. Vision is critical. The proverbial argument is that without vision, people perish. The proverbial argument suggests that without vision, people perish. It's been said that a man without a vision is a man without a future. A man without a vision is a man without a future, and a man without a future will always return to his past. Vision is critical. Vision is the bridge between your present reality and your future realization. Y'all catch that? Vision is the bridge between your present reality and your future realization. Vision is critical. Vision gives pain to purpose. Consider, if you will, the boy who graduates high school and goes to the military. When he first gets off the bus at boot camp, soon as he touches ground, there's a drill sergeant there to challenge him with words. If anybody ever been in the military, you know what I'm talking about. As the minute you step foot off the bus, there is a drill sergeant in your face calling you everything but a child of God. And soon as he gets in your face, you might watch this, you have to get in a formation and march your way to the barbershop to get all your waves cut off. You've been waiting 18 years to get that thing waving, and as soon as you touch ground, all of that stuff gotta come to the sky, isn't it? So not only does he have to go through that early every morning, he has to get in an exercise formation. And not only is he challenged emotionally, he's now being challenged physically. Because they gonna smoke you. I know what I'm talking about. If you don't get in shape in the military, you will never be in shape in your life. So not only are they challenged, not only will you be challenged emotionally, but you'll be challenged physically. But here's the crazy thing. Just a few months prior to that, you wouldn't have took none of that stuff. Yeah. Couldn't nobody talk to you crazy like that? Couldn't nobody make you do no push-ups or sit-ups or run around some track? Couldn't nobody make you do half the stuff you would do now? What is the difference? The difference is, watch this, he understood, God understands, watch this, that his destiny is greater than his disappointment. His destiny becomes greater than his disappointment. Watch this. Let me put this in your notes. I want you to put this in your notes. The value of your vision is greater than your vulnerabilities. The value of your vision is greater than your vulnerabilities. What does that mean? That means you'll go through hell and high water if on the other side of it there's something greater. Okay, let me make it plain. Parents, come here. Parents, you work 60 hours in a week if it means your baby can get what they need. You'll do things that you said you would never do if it means putting food on your baby's table. And watch this, man, what they little ungrateful say. They don't know what you went through to get what you got them. All they I want more. Is there anybody in this place who knows? Watch it. Just to see the smile on your baby's face, you'll go through hell. Why? Because the vision is greater than your vulnerability. The vision is greater than your vulnerability. He says, without vision, people perish. Watch this. But the writer doesn't stop there. He says, but happy is he who keeps it, or watch this, who believes in the vision. Happy is he who keeps it or believes in the vision. Look at somebody real quick and tell them, you believe that. So the text says, and the Lord answered me. And the Lord, say, I thought y'all were going to catch that.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Y'all already don't know what to shout. That's all good. See, it's rich all by itself, but you miss the kitchen. And see, every now and again, the text don't need to be explained. It just needs to be exalted. But since y'all didn't explode, watch this. Let me properly exegete the text. Since y'all didn't explode, let me properly exegete the text. For the first time in 2020, you know I can't preach the text unless I teach the text, because a text without context is a pretext, and you run the risk of coming folk out of the truth of the text. Therefore, the poetry of this particular text is this. In other words, what makes this particular passage so powerful is that the passage that previously precedes it. What makes this particular passage so powerful is the passage that previously precedes it. There it is. Watch this. In chapter 1 of Habakkuk, in chapter 1 of the book, the prophet of God, watch this, is giving God an earful. He's giving God an earful. He's tripping because all that he sees is trouble. He's tripping because all he sees is trouble, and the trouble that he sees has trickled into his thoughts, which in turn has triggered his tongue and transformed his talk. What he said? Look what he says in the text. He says, "Oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you not listen?" That's what he says to God. He ain't talking to his neighbor. He ain't talking to somebody on his road. This is what he's talking. He's saying this to the Lord. He said, "Oh Lord, how long must I call you and you act like you can't hear?"
That's the word.
How long must we endure violence and you not show up and save us? He says, "Oh Lord, how long are you going to be silent while we suffer?" Let's keep it all the way real. If you were really honest about it, you'd admit that you might not have said what he said, but it showed, that thought was showing swimming in your head. You might not have said it, but you was at least thinking it. That's just part of being human. And here's the thing. What I've come to discover about our humanity is this. If we're not careful, we'll allow society to influence our spirituality. If we're not careful, if you're not careful, you'll allow society to influence your spirituality. Can I be transparent for just a moment? When Kobe died, I was tripping because in my mind I had a whole lot of folk that he could have took instead.
I know that's right.
Some of y'all ain't gonna catch that, but if you've ever lost somebody, when you lost, I'm telling you, let's be real. That's humanity working at its finest. When you lose somebody you love, you too busy looking at other folks saying, "Why God, why you ain't take them? They ain't doing nothing." Maybe that's just what I don't. When my mama passed away, listen, I was mad at the world because folk who had the same surgery and live, I'm like, "Lord, they ain't doing nothing for nobody, but she's sacrificing everything. Why you take her?" I'm sorry, I'm just being real quick. I'm just being real. I look at a whole lot of folk that ain't never done nothing for nobody, ain't trying to do nothing for nobody. Matter of fact, they know your payday, so they know when to beg from you, and they ain't never gave you nothing. And Lord, I'm talking, why you ain't take it? Maybe I'm all by myself. Maybe you ain't never said it out your mouth because it might be politically incorrect, but I sure said a whole lot of stuff in my head. So I ain't tripping on Habakkuk because I can relate. I can understand how sometimes your situations can influence your emotions. Even now when I turn on the television, I see all our babies getting killed in the street. I'm tripping. I'm like, "Lord, hold on, you said if my people, you said if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your faith, then you will hear from heaven and heal." Well, I don't see no healing. You said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous will avail it much. Well, all I see is you shilling. I'm not seeing much in you. I'm just being transparent. I'm like, "Lord, you told me if I pray and lay hands that the sick will recover. Well, I did that and they still died." You said if I decree a thing, it shall be, but I keep decreeing it, but I don't see it. Maybe I'm all by myself. Maybe y'all powerful. enough to open up your mouth and it just comes to pass. But can I speak to somebody real quick who's been praying? You've been fighting, you've been fasting, and you still broke. You've been going, you've been coming to shine, you come to every church service, you don't miss a meeting, and you're still going through hell. Can I suggest to you real quick? That's why I get excited when he said, and the Lord answered me. Maybe he done answered every one of your prayers, but it's been some stuff that I've been putting at the Lord's feet that I ain't seen yet. And that's why I get excited when Habakkuk said, and he answered me. See, in order for him to answer me, that means he heard me. In order for him to answer me, that means he heard me. The songwriter says, I love the Lord. Why? Because he heard my cry. Is there anybody in this place that needs to be encouraged?
Write the vision, God had to first give him a vision.